Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'll let you know.
Finally, Stand Up for News has come back this Thursday night. Stand up for news.
Stand up for news.
We'll stand up for you. You can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now.
Stand up for news.
Stand up for news. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. I am Mac James, your host, James Esterline. And here with me is our reporter, our co-host, co-anchor, Robin Macho Woman Savage.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. How you doing, brother?
And then we, of course, have our super silky sounding, smooth voice having Captain Jim Marvin.
Hello out there in Radio Land.
Thank you, Jim. You will be hosting this month. No, you hosted last Monday's show, but hosting this Monday's show at Lucky Lizard in Madeira Beach at 8 o'clock, you guys. We have a headliner. Tom Wise will be there. And, the address is on Madeira Beach, and I have it right here, the Lucky Lizard. Say hi to Carla there for us. She told us to say hi, but they got great specials and food. And it's 14953 Gulf Boulevard, 33708, if you want to go check it out. Goomba's right next door, the Cigar Lounge. They were going to let us do a show there, too, if we had to. Yeah, so go check out the best cigar selection at Goomba's Cigar Lounge, 14953, right next door, Gulf Boulevard. There you want to talk to Guido, I guess. I don't know his name. then we did wind up at the show Monday with Jim hosting, and we had Tom Wise.
He was great.
Headlining. He was great. And that Mr. Joe, go there. See Joe at Seminole's. Mr. Joe's Seminole Pub. He identifies as a man.
Mr. Joe's off the beach. He's off the beach finally.
They saved our ass. We'll probably go do a show there again. 5141. It's called Seminole's Pub now. 5141 Seminole Boulevard. Thank you again. And none of that could have been possible if it wasn't for the Daiquiri Shack and all their mishaps, even though it all came together and helped us out get two new rooms in the works, and maybe a third one from that as well as that. So four shows we might be doing soon. It's all getting thrown at us. Negative things flip into positive things. They're just hurdles we overcome. I'm getting to our host of that show at Lucky Lizards. Headlining is Tommy Bell, who's been featuring a headline all over. The host will be our one and only, our favorite correspondent, my co-host. I'm his co-host, our anchor, Manny Avila.
Woo! Wow, okay. You said my name so nicely there.
That's why I was dragging it out.
He usually prefaces it with a word.
I wanted to get all our plugs in. So Daiquiri Shack at 14995 Gulf Boulevard. We'll be having a show there shortly in a few weeks once we get everything in cement. And you can go see Rick, my buddy Rick. He's the manager and a bartender there. He will take awesome care of you. Tell him Mac James sent you. All right, let's start standing up for the news, I guess. Where'd Luke go? We got a special guest here today, and I'm going to introduce him now. This is a comedian. He's a stand-up comic. I've known him and done shows with him, Del Mar and stuff, for about 5 years now. He's really funny. Say hello to the comic. His name's Lucas.
Hey, everyone. Good to be here, James.
Thank you, Lucas.
Glad to have me on.
Good. All right, well, news for me, for you guys, and it's Stand Up for News, a little segment I'm starting called Gas Station Food Review. I ate a Speedway gas station spicy chicken sandwich today, you guys.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't food poisoning, but it was definitely food aggravated manslaughter.
That's tough. What a brave
soul.
I'm
punishing you guys by making you go do a review for next week.
Okay.
Robin, do you have some news to stand up for? Because it's not like the news can stand up for itself. It was born without any legs, and it's in a wheelchair all the time.
It's not. Yes, I do. I have some celebrity stand-up for news.
Excellent.
Arnold Schwarzenegger filled in a pothole in his Los Angeles neighborhood, and then he tweeted a video about it on Tuesday. It showed him and the helper using, like, packaged concrete to repair the home around his Brentwood area. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Matt is our producer today. Usually Bobby tells me. Russell's on the line. So our other co-host, Russell, is here. But say hello real quick, Russell.
Hey.
Hey, Russell. Sorry, I didn't know. I didn't want to interrupt your joke. Go ahead, Robin. I'm sorry.
Oh. I need to know about Arnold and these potholes.
You introduce Arnold. Russell after you tell your joke.
Okay. So Arnold tweeted that he was introducing the potholes. And the reason he tweeted it is because he wanted to have video proof in case the public thought the story was an internet rumor, so he could then complain, it's not a rumor.
Go ahead and tell us about Russell.
And just to follow up on that, afterwards, instead of his famous catchphrase, I'll be back, the 75-year-old actor could be heard screaming, ow, my back. Ow, my back.
Ow, my back.
The actor's already gotten offers.
You will
offers.
Be terminated.
The actor's already gotten offers from Hollywood to make remakes of some of his most famous movies with new titles like The Filling Man, Total Refill, and Pavator. If it needs, we can fill it.
Well, I think is the best part of Arnold Schwarzenegger is that he actively had an affair against his wife, with the nanny. Yeah. And still, people still voted for him for Congress.
Yeah, talk about filling up holes. Yeah. Huh? There you go.
That's not why I vote
the
for
him. Fran Drescher?
Vote for
oh my gosh, Arnold, look at you.
Or whatever they do it with their housekeepers. Anyway, WrestleMania is on the phone. WrestleMania, welcome back. Tell us where you're at right now.
I am actually at home in beautiful Lakeland, Florida.
Oh, I thought you were at the
Yes. And I have some Travis Tritt news.
Okay.
Ooh. And so I refer to him as Travis Twit. But anywho, he is making a new album. It's a remake of one of his first albums. And the songs include There's a Queer on My Beer, I'm Afraid of Rainbows, I Miss Bruce Jenner, I kissed a trans girl and liked it. That cowgirl has big junk. Here's a quarter, call someone who's trans. Bud Light, tell me I was dreaming.
Speaking of Bud Light, there we go.
The Bud Light not working. Now. Yeah, he's the sponsor. Wait a minute, I got good ones yet. When good old boys like boys.
Bud Light.
Honky Tonk trans woman. And my personal favorite is pronouns are T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Pronouns are trouble. Man, it sounds like you found my old DVD collection. I don't know.
Well, Russell, it seems
actually
really
porn. It was actually porn, but it was VHS, but we are okay. We love
VHS.
Ah, fantastic, Russell. Here's some news from overseas. President Joe Biden is visiting his ancestral homeland in Ireland this week, where he received a warm, traditional Irish welcome. They all got drunk at the town pub, brought up some old family quarrel from 150 years ago, got in a bar fight, made up, and ended up crying in each other's arms, sobbing, I love you, while singing, Oh, Danny Boy. This moment of bastardization of the Irish culture has been brought to you by corned beef. Corned beef. If you're Irish, your family never ate it. All they could afford to eat was straw. This dig at Irish history was brought to you by Irish whiskey. Irish whiskey, helping the Irish forget how awful their lives are since the first Irishman drank a glass of fermented straw.
Goes deep. All right. So federal agents and military personnel conducting a training exercise at Boston Hotel interrogated an unsuspecting civilian after they entered the wrong room by mistake. Ooh. A spokesperson from the FBI released a statement saying, first and foremost, we'd like to extend our deepest apologies to the individuals who were affected by the training exercise. Had we known Hunter Biden was in that room with smoking crack with two whores, we would have definitely planned differently, you know?
You gotta check the hotel roster.
Yeah, right.
All right, my turn. Bryan Adams reveals his famous song, Summer of 69, wasn't actually written about the year.
The old Summer of 69, you know?
Now you get it.
Everyone was on top of her.
That's why
it's like 1981 or something. 10,000 cows were killed at a dairy farm explosion yesterday, dude, in Dimmitt, Texas. They say all the Texas has is steers and queers, and now all they have is queers.
Well, let's wait till Governor Abbott sees about that.
It's your turn, Lucas. Go ahead, bud. Stand up for the news, bud.
I got a good one. All right, so former head of Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked maliciously by a crazy conspiracy theorist, and it doesn't help that other conspiracy theorists also vamped up the attack by lying that it was Nancy Pelosi's husband's gay lover, which you all know is not true because, you know, of course, the attacker was white.
Good one, buddy.
Probably just be Smollett.
I don't even.
She looks like she has.
I don't even need notes or anything. I don't even need note cards or anything. Look at that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you got through that so flawlessly, I must say.
No, you can't even say flawlessly without stopping either. So
that's true. That's true. We're just stumbling across this whole thing.
Yeah.
So, Lucas, you're an advocate of cannabis like myself, and a funny thing happened in the parking lot. He was leaning against some stranger's car, cannabis, and then...
Dude, this is like little Christian conservative parking lot. Some guy's trying to get in his car. Luke is doing drugs on his car as he's trying to maneuver around him.
It's like, excuse me, sir.
I want to talk about what is a stranger really in the eyes of the Lord. All of us are brothers and sisters.
You offered it to him.
I did. I did. I was on the hood of his Nissan, and I was like, this is a pretty good spot to relax and kind of chill and be by myself, you know. And then this jerk comes in and goes, hey, I want to drive my car away. And I'm just like, I got you, man. Hey, you want to hit this for the road?
Sure.
And he's like, no, I can't.
Well, remember the miracle of Jesus walking across bong water.
I think that guy's show is on before dawns. We don't know him. But his show's on before dawns.
Yeah, that poor guy.
All right, Robin, I'm sure
he has a nice tale to tell his kids and stuff.
Nice.
I was tempted and I passed swimmingly. Jeff Bezos recently bought a 470-foot yacht that cost $485 million. It's the tallest sailing yacht in the world with three towering masts are more than 230 feet tall. The yacht is named Karoo, which is a Dutch name that loosely translates into phallic symbols thrice.
Is he need a captain for that thing?
Captain Jim is a captain for hire, but
I'm going to help you out on that.
Mr. Mania.
Yes, there's the CIA. That's not still on. Well, I may have fallen asleep. I don't know.
Up and tell a joke.
Well, that's okay.
I may have had a Biden moment. I don't know. Okay.
Stand up for the news, Russell.
All right. The CIA has begun an investigation and actually had arrest today of leaked documents involving secret classified documents and information. I say they need to hire Colonel Sanders because he's been able to keep that chicken recipe secret for years.
Forget about the CIA, it's KFC.
Hey, Russell.
Yes.
Your mustache is so thick, DeSantis is banning you from reading at libraries.
This is true. I mean, can I do a little?
I want to hear Manny says now. Let's go to Manny.
Is that
I want to do just
James?
A little.
No, anyway.
I want to do just a little shout out because this weekend, Saturday, I will be covering the Tampa Bay Screen Horror Convention.
Oh, yes.
And I have three movies that are new premiering there.
Yes.
So I'm really I'm there for both reasons.
Congrats.
But I have my little press pass, so maybe I can get some more interviews than a regular person.
Yeah, record all of it for the Stand Up For News page and YouTube.
Three movies, that's pretty
and
awesome.
Get some interviews that you can send to Bobby and he can plug on and we can just throw it on there next week.
I'll do what I can and then we'll sort it out.
I think it's really impressive that two of those films are actually adult.
I have won an awardee award a long time ago. So yeah.
Well, we're halfway through the show now. Jim, you ready to stand up for some news?
Let's stand up. A teacher at a middle school in Tallahassee, Florida, is behind bars after being charged with overseeing a real-life fight club in her classroom, police say. That teacher should have known she would get caught because what's the first rule of fight club, guys? Nobody talks about Fight Club. And what's the second rule of Fight Club?
Nobody talks about Fight Club.
And what's the one thing no teenager can do? Keep their damn mouth shut. That's what.
Like, they didn't say I can't tweet about Fight Club.
Watch the Sunshine's doing a pretty good job over here.
Oh,
yeah,
did you have a follow-up?
Oh, yeah,
all right, so we'll move on. Since, according to a study published earlier this year, people are less likely to wear masks to prevent COVID-19 if they see themselves as good looking, which explains why I still wear my mask both in my car and while I'm taking a shower.
Senator Not-So-Feinstein is being considered for being removed from the Judiciary Committee, apparently, by the Democrats. Apparently, the senator has shingles. Why don't they just let that old lady finish her roof?
Lucas. In recent news, funding that went towards ISIS has recently hit an all-time high towards the Syrian national government. You know that originally started as Mujahideen freedom fighters in 1980. What people don't know is the leader of the Mujahideen freedom fighters, George Santos.
He's a lot of things, Santos.
Miss Macho.
Okay. A Kenyan high school teacher is using old laptop batteries to turn gas-powered bikes into electric ones. The batteries are cost-effective, and the bikes need little maintenance because there's really not any parts that need to be repaired very often. Drivers of the bike do warn that when you use Control-Alt-Delete, it's really bad when you're operating them.
Hey, yep. Russell, what you got for us?
Okay. Mad Magazine cartoonist Al Jaffe has died at the age of 102.
Oh,
when asked about this tragic event, Alfred E. Newman, one-time presidential candidate, said he was all cracked up.
So, Lucas, you were supposed to be on our first episode of season two.
Yeah, I did.
But you stood us up.
Well,
but that's impossible to stand us up, Lucas, because we're already stand-ups. We're standing up for the news, Lucas, but you're here now.
Well,
so
see,
here's the thing.
Well,
I got stood up
young
once, too.
Young Sheldon was pretty good, man, so I wanted to watch that.
I heard
Young Sheldon.
I kind of got caught up. I got stood up once, too.
I understand. One time I got stood up. I was at home, and my dad said, hey, how'd your date go? And I was like, oh, Dad, she blew me off, you know? He's like, oh, that's great. So where'd you take her? I'm like, no, she blew me off, Dad. He's like, oh, you didn't even have to take her anywhere? Are you going to see her again? I'm like, no, Dad, she blew me off. He's like, oh, is that one of those OnlyFans chicks I've been hearing about? I'm like, Dad, no.
Oh, I thought the joke was you're a closet homosexual.
Well, we were just hoping.
And then your dad, you're seeing a lady, right? Wink, and he's like...
Can I finish the joke?
I applaud them all the time.
I'm finishing the joke by this. Lucas, we were hoping that you could blow us off as well. Frick.
Oh, wait. That's why I came. I mean,
that's what... he came. Then he came.
I'm tired of doing it.
I thought we were
going
to discuss news.
Thank you for sharing. Where's your favorite mic to do comedy at?
Oh, geez, whiz. Cafe Hay, for sure.
Cafe Hay? Cafe Hay
is sponsored by Joshua Santos, is currently running it.
I love that cute little fella.
Always had a great time there. Another good mic is Soggy Bottom Brewery in Dunedin.
We're going there after this to go hang out with Tom.
Conwise, I'm currently also performing there next on the 27th as well.
Nice.
For a Soggy Bottom song.
So we do a thing here where we do a show segment called Laughs from the Past. Old news but good news. And Robin, did you bring some news to stand up for from the past?
I brought some news, but I didn't bring a punchline. Maybe we can work on the punchline together.
We'll do our best.
Maybe it's in one of the cue cards.
April 14th, 2023, the first edition of Noah Webster's Dictionary is published, which means everyone had to look up the word dictionary.
They just made it up until they made the dictionary.
What do we call this? Dictionary.
Lindsey Graham's mistress is so black, when he goes to night school, teacher marks him absent.
In this date, in 1861, the Civil War began. Spoiler alert, Captain Jim, the North won. Sorry, bud.
I was looking forward to the end of that.
In 1912, on this day, in the Titanic sank on the 15th, in 1912. Yes, good thing you got in one of those lifeboats with your mom, bud.
Hey, women
I'm making all jokes on
Captain Jim. Captain Jim,
women and
like
sons
a-
first.
Captain the first ever shuttle launch today, too. I still want it to see if Uranus will become inhabited. Go ahead.
Mine has been inhabited for
mine has.
I was going to say, like, Captain Jim, you don't, like, like the South, he almost looked like a carpetbagger, if anything else. He looks like a young, he looks like a profligate northerner who goes down to like shitty southern places and is like, I want to buy all this land. Yeah, I know what I said. Deal with it. It's fine.
Yours, dude?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
In 1970, an oxygen tank explodes on Apollo 13, preventing a planned moon landing and jeopardizing the lives of the three-man crew. In 1995, a Ron Howard movie about the event explodes on its premiere, jeopardizing the careers of the three-man cast. Hollywood, we have a problem.
Can we talk about Hollywood for a second? Does anyone know, like, why do we need an Oppenheimer film? Why do we need a film about, unless they're trying to tell us something in advance? I feel like this is the only way they would make an Oppenheimer film, if they're not trying to psych us up for something in the near future.
It's a man of adventure.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. All right, this is very recent news. But still history, just very recent history, okay? The Dalai Lama has apologized. I don't know if you guys saw this. This is crazy. After a video emerged showing the spiritual leader kissing a child on the lips and then asking him to suck his tongue at an event in northern India. That actually happened. In his apology, the Dalai Lama stated that he will no longer be taking childcare advice from the Pope.
Ooh.
that's a little too deep, I guess.
Okay. WrestleMania. You got any laughs from the past for us, Russell?
Yes, I do. In 1860, the first Pony Express rider reached Sacramento, California. That's still faster service than Wish.com ever could do.
I got one. Last one. WrestleMania is so gay.
How gay am I?
If he was caught kissing a man when he was 18, they would have stoned him to death.
Tarpon Springs fisherman reels in a giant jet wingtip that was missing in the Gulf. When loading it to transport, Santa Fe News reporter on the scene said, "Here, just put it in my trunk, but just the tip."
Okay, I got one.
I don't know. We're going in a circle, but go ahead. You're our guest. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I got one. I thought I saw Jamiroquai with sickle cell anemia in the parking lot, but it was just Robin smoking a cigar.
As man, I love to smoke my cigars.
You don't get that voice like your father, Macho.
You're like Churchill with those things.
Last week, a moose walked into a Providence Health Park hospital in Alaska. The staff security team was able to escort the animal out of the building, where he was joined by a flying squirrel and two Russian spies. Hey, everybody.
What such a lap hazard Bullwinkle. He's not like a Bullwinkle that just kind of gave up halfway when the check bounced.
Follow up on that story, Robin. Our Stand Up for News Alaska bureau chief caught up with the moose in the parking lot and was told by the moose that he and his squirrel friend had been waiting for hours for the results for x-rays of his broken antler. They needed a snack, but the cafeteria was closed. And he explained, "Oh, gosh, I thought those plants were out there for everybody." The moose was reported to hospital security by a Russian couple in the waiting room who swore to Stand Up for News that one day they would get the moose and squirrel.
And now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Hey, Robin. That Bullwinkle sounded like more like Bullcrap Winkle.
I was going to outclass Robin's Bullwinkle. Right, like
we
that,
got
Jim.
5 minutes left on the board.
All right. New York City officials unveiled 3 new high-tech police devices Tuesday, including a robotic dog that critics called creepy when it first joined the police force back in 2020. To help New Yorkers feel a little more at home and comfortable with the idea, NYPD will be introducing giant robotic rats to help patrol the subways. So,
authorities on the chase anyways, for a New Yorker. So,
Matt's here. Kind
of. Yeah, I'm a New Yorker. I'm from Long Island.
You know about the rats, huh?
Of course I do. They're not rats. They're just friendly neighborhood pets.
Master Shredder. It's like a real.
Authorities on the chase for a missing antelope. For several days, she's been gone on the lam. Leave my mom's sister alone. Who cares if she wants to go marry a black dude in Vegas? That is funny because it is true.
That is funny because it's true now.
And what you got for us?
Well, I was handed a card to read, but the joke isn't that good, so I'm just doing my own thing.
All right, suck.
Do I, though? Do I? It was an Ed Sheeran joke. Real topical, you know?
Okay, well, I'll tell it myself.
Okay, so Clarence Thomas is currently in hot water for accepting political donations exceeding $50,000. When asked if he has received any consequences for this, he chuckled, saying, "Hey, there's not like a Supreme Court."
Yes. That's way better than this one. That black joke was probably way better than this one, too. Ed Sheeran reveals his real name isn't Sheeran. Did you guys know that? In fact, his real name is... Okay. She ran is what his date did into oncoming traffic after hearing Ed's music.
No, James, that would have been way better than what I was going to go for, sure. Nah. Yeah,
he wrote a whole joke about the mispronunciation of someone's last name.
Hey,
Ed mispronounced
it. He gets
it.
Me. Robin, it's your turn.
Okay. In rock and roll news, Def Leppard's drummer, Rick Allen, who is missing his left arm, is recovering from attack outside a hotel. Police said an assailant ran into Allen, knocking him to the ground. The assailant didn't do the right thing.
Oh.
It was for the left arm.
It's
bad when I explain the jokes.
That's my favorite thing to do is explain jokes. Russell?
Okay. Kid Rock, who grew up rich in Michigan, mm-hmm. with spoiled rotten parents, you know, and everything, he said he calls himself a true Southerner. In 2006, he was relevant, and he was hanging around drag queens in gay bars in Ybor. Now he's shooting at beer cans to show how macho-manly he is. A Yankee playing a Southerner, now full-time bigoted, homophobic, white trailer trash. At least he knows his core audience. Or Core's audience. Maybe it's Core's audience.
Speaking of Core audience, the copyright on the 1928 movie Steamboat Willie, which introduced the world to Mickey Mouse, will expire in 2024 and enter the public domain. Great! With Mickey Mouse in the public domain, I can finally go around my favorite bar and slip everybody some Mickeys of my own. Why are you guys looking at me like that? I'm just going to draw cartoons of Mickey on bar coasters and hand them out to everyone while I sneak a strong sedative into their drinks. Nothing wrong with that, right?
Slipping them a Mickey.
Well, my cups are here.
Jim's jokes like SNL bits. They were good at first, and then they kind of just went on until the camera just went, you know. I want to promote Luke.
Let's go ahead. You got a minute left.
Let's do this. Thank you, everyone, for watching this. Please promote the channels. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch. All of them is Lucas is a Comic. Please join the YouTube channel, Lucas is a Comic, the Facebook group, Lucas McDermott Comedy. Inquiries for booking, please email me at lucasmcdermottcomedy@gmail.com. I am going to be featured set at the Soggy Bottom Brewery on the 27th. Please stay tuned for the 420 announcement video on Lucas is a Comic. Very excited for the full-length music video. Other than that, please welcome OCD Brain episodes 6 through 7 coming up soon. Once again, thank you for following Lucas is a Comic.
Excellent. I'm so glad you came. I say come next time when you're going to feature, but you'll be on stage while we're up here.
Yeah.
So that's it for us. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We stand up for you. You can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Wolfpack.
Yeah.
Good show, kids. That was so fun.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.